This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor here. A good-looking Friday morning. Wow. 28 degrees in Green Bay, 30 in Appleton, 28 in Oshkosh. Today is also take your Christmas decorations up to the third level of your executive garage day today.
That is what I'm doing, that man. I told you that all week because it's going to be 40 today. If I got to walk outside, I don't want to slip. And I was telling Johnny before the show that he said, "What are you doing today?" I said, "Yeah, that's what I got to do today." Now, he wouldn't offer to help, but he said, "Is that what you're doing today?" And I said, "Yes."
I've showed you the remnant of the last time I put away Christmas decorations. Yeah, it's a good looking scar,
it
huh?
It is.
You
right.
See that one, Mark?
Yeah, I don't need
to. Slice my entire arm open. Yeah, so go ahead. I'm going to just give you one tip. If you're using a step ladder, when it says do not use top step as a step, in translate into Yuper language, that means, you can use that top step. And that's what collapsed on me.
Yeah. No step ladder. But I came very close yesterday to hiring it out. Just getting some, high school kids after school or anyway, just making some phone calls. Hey, look, you want to do this for $50? Do that. And my wife made a good point. She goes, if you do that, she goes, you will never carry those up again. Because it becomes habit. And then that's like, you're sure.
I would do it for, if I didn't have gout in my foot, I would do it for $50.
So I don't know.
Oh, I'd
so,
charge more than that.
Yeah.
I'd do it for $100.
Yeah, at least. And a nice it's tip.
And a nice tip. But hey, anyway, how about shows a little appreciation? But
she did make a really good point.
I want a round of applause.
Anyway, so that's what I'm doing after the show.
Hi, Mark Houston.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, guys. Hey,
Mark loves it when he comes around me and I have one shoe off. Don't you, Mark?
And we know we got problems.
Or he was out the night
Jim,
before.
Jim, I will say, my son, we were batching it last week, and my wife was gone. And the manger came down outside, and some of the Christmas stuff all went away. But Christmas lights will not come down.
No.
They don't get turned on. So we have
a switch. Leave them up all year?
No.
Oh, good.
I just don't take them.
Wow, I've never heard you look down on I have somebody to get up. That, we've had like murderers on here. Yeah, I killed
Jim, I have to get on my roof to take them down.
No, leave your lights on. No.
People leave them up all year. That's a pretty good sign of L-A-Z-Y.
We put outlets under our soffits so I can have a switch.
Yeah.
So the switch just doesn't go on, but the lights, they'll stay up till, if we get a nice, like a really nice day, maybe March.
That might be tomorrow. Just get it done. I mean, today. I mean, today.
You want to come and get on my roof?
No, you've struck a nerve right here, Mark.
I don't know. It doesn't make the neighborhood look great when people get little lights up. In July, I just think that's weird. So,
I'll make sure.
There's no ordinance against this. I tried, but I couldn't get it through.
Well, I had these huge spruce trees in my yard in Ledgeview. And putting those up was I kept those on all year round.
You know what? I might give you that. Like last night, we went to Legacy, and they have those huge trees out there, and those are beautiful. And I don't know if they take. I was thinking about that when we left. I thought that would be a lot of work to take those down and put them up. So I don't know if they leave them up all year. But
I work at Titletown, Bellinell, Titletown. So, and I will tell you, the Packers invest a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
In decorating the trees. I think I have this right. They started October 1st, and there's probably, I bet you, 6 to 10 guys that will literally wrap those trees with the lights over in the Titletown District. So a lot of people say there's no way that happens. Trust us. When you work over there, you see those guys.
Yeah.
They'll work on a tree for a half a day.
Yeah.
They'll wrap all of those, and they'll take them all off.
Wow.
I bet you in the next month, they'll start taking them down.
Yeah,
That is a beautiful window. Stretch.
That
though.
Is.
That is a gorgeous stretch.
And to leave, I don't know. I guess it would be, of course, it'd be a lot cheaper to leave them up, but I don't know. I just.
Yeah, but you know what? It's the same thing like when I, with my lights, when I, the plastic clips all start wearing away and you want to make it look worse, they'll just start hanging and
right. Once that happens.
Droop in,
yeah.
So.
But white lights you can use.
Yeah.
Those are cool. Like the Packers, I don't think, they don't take all, they don't take the ones on Lombardi. Those stay.
Aren't they
lights.
Year round?
Yeah, those year round? Are. The ones on Lombardi, not the ones he's talking about.
No, yeah, but the all the way down that stretch of that area now.
No, I think all of those come
they
off.
They come off?
That all that whole stretch. Everything right around Hinterland.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking.
All of those lights come off.
Wow.
And then they rewrap them all in the fall.
I can't think of a worse job. So I'm hate doing anything Christmas-wise with stuff decorating. I don't do anything. I got a little tree up in my apartment here. I turned it on once for the whole year.
Is that like a 2-foot tree?
Yeah. It's cool. It's made out of grapevines.
There you go.
It's awesome. It really is.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I got a text here. Mark, at least John has his pants on today. Okay, that's fine.
That's a good start.
Mark, I got to ask you one thing. Watching the Packer game Sunday, Romeo Doubs, right, who's the one who got hit really hard in the end zone, out on his feet. They're taking him. It reminded me of two cops taking a drunk guy to the squad car down a sidewalk. He was basically out on his feet. He was wobbly. Why didn't Philadelphia have a cart for him?
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know if it was, you know, it happened in the one end zone.
Yeah, it did.
You know, so the medical team, and this goes for high school, college. I don't know anything about the Packers in this situation, but what always happens is the medical team's going to go out there and you're going to stabilize their head because you don't know if they've got a head or a neck injury.
Right.
Or are they laying there and it's really a knee injury? You know, so you got to assess it. They did their protocol, they did their assessment. And they felt like he could stand up.
Okay.
You know, so if it, you know, it's like I've been in a situation on a high school football field, and it stinks. Trust me. You're laying there, and you're like, you got to make the call, and you know, most likely this kid is not doesn't have a broken spine or anything.
Right.
But sometimes with what they tell you with symptoms, I can't feel my arm, I can't feel my legs. You have to take that at face value, and then that means okay, we're gonna spine board you, or we're gonna call 911.
Yeah.
We're gonna so. It's a lengthy time.
But I bet you nobody can override them. You know what I mean? Nope. Those guys, they're God when they get on the field.
Well, that's what it is. It should be.
Yeah, I
again,
agree.
Like some people say, I've heard people say, he was lost unconscious or he lost consciousness or he didn't. We don't know that. I will tell you there's probably 4 or 5 people that were out there from the Packers medical staff who are brilliant guys, and they made that call that he could sit up and then walk off.
Okay, I thought the Eagles were just going on the cheap and not giving us a cart. That's what I'm getting at.
You know, I mean, so
I always look at it the worst way, don't I?
Well, no, I mean, and we, you know, we quickly talked before we came on air was, I don't know if it was a situation where they felt like he could get up and walk off.
Okay.
But now, let's think about where that end zone is, maybe to their locker room. It may have been quicker, but like, it's not like you've got 6 carts.
Yeah, I know.
There's one cart, I believe, that, because when these stadiums are so tight, so they probably made a call. They probably they thought he could walk off. But you're right. When these guys walk off, or it could be a gal. You know what I mean? If it's doesn't matter what situation. We may walk off, and you need 2 or 3 people because that's
no
a lot
question.
Of weight.
Yeah.
And if they if they had an issue, it's they're just kind of stumbling. So it's
I
tough.
I still want to blame the Eagles. I still want to blame that organization for this.
Their fans aren't very nice.
Help me on that one, Mark. Yeah. Help me with this. Mark, talk about some of the other injuries. Okay, so I got to tell you something. So who was I talking to yesterday? Because we, Jim and I, are getting into pickleball.
Okay.
We're getting into pickleball.
We're talking about pickleball.
We're getting into pickleball.
Now hold on a minute. Because I did hear this segment. Are you guys getting into pickleball, or are you guys just wanting to go to the bar?
Right.
Well.
Right. And I don't drink, so I guess where did that come from?
So I was talking to somebody last night at Legacy, at the event we were at last night, who's gotten big into pickleball, and he said, I got to be honest with you, I talked to an orthopedic, and he said, has that sport brought us a whole bunch of new business?
I'll tell you that pickleball, it's probably, I mean, everyone says it, it's one of the biggest rising events, especially for 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you know what? This isn't about
not
talking about
the same body.
It's not about spraining an ankle. ACLs, rotator cuffs,
Achilles.
Achilles.
How'd you like to get that at 65.
I know. But you know what he said? He was talking with the orthopedic. He says people haven't run backwards in a long time. They pick up this sport. It doesn't seem. But all of a sudden you're backpedaling?
Yeah. It's the start stop.
Yeah.
It's the going left and right. Tell me what do you do in your life that you haven't done since you were probably 20 years old?
Right. Exactly.
So now, you know, it'd be better just to say, why don't you just go run?
The drugs.
Yeah. Or walk.
Or walk.
But we're not because we're adventurists.
Yeah. And pickleball has gotten to be a big thing. And I'm sure some people now are going to start texting and writing and saying, you know, slamming us. It's just the fact of life. The fact of life is, you know, I would say my message would be you go to pickleball, you got to stretch. You got to stay loose. You got to stretch afterwards. You have to take care of that body because, like it'd just be, again, you know, doing Achilles. Ooh.
Can you imagine turning your Achilles heel at 65?
No.
You'll be off your leg for 7 years.
Man, that's a bad one.
Yeah.
Right? Well, the guy I was talking to last night, I won't say his name, but he's a friend of ours. Remember, you saw me, I was talking with him. And he tore his, and then he re-tore it.
Yeah. Watson, quarterback from the
Deshaun Watson.
Just re-tore his.
ACL? Yeah.
They thought it was maybe an ankle sprain. Nope, re-tore it. So you're back to your square one.
And that pickleball is competitive. I mean, people are playing hard. They want to win. There's tournaments. And we talked to a guy down in Oshkosh who has indoor pickleball courts. And he said, it's going great. But, you know, we're not 28, right? I mean, like you said, you can stretch and still play a good game.
But it looks so.
It does. It looks like I can do that.
How am I going to get hurt doing this?
But that's interesting what you said about walking backwards. I go to Western and there's people on the treadmill walking backwards. I bet they're training for something.
I've never seen that.
Turn around is the way you're walking.
That's backwards. Interesting.
Like that one guy, he's like, you know, I walked past a treadmill and there was a guy, he had like a bottle of water where the Pringles thing goes.
That'll be me. What other injuries do you see in this time of year? Yeah.
Slips.
You know, yeah, slips and falls, I think, are some of the biggest ones. And I think the biggest thing with that one is, and you guys all know it, you can slip and fall and be on the ground so quick. Does every fall make it sound, or do you end up fracturing something every single time? No. But there's people that come in saying, man, my wrist has been, or my arm has been bugging me for 3 or 4 weeks. And all of a sudden you get in there and you're like, they'll say, did you realize you broke your arm? Or do you remember falling? Oh, yeah. You know, that Saturday a couple months ago or a week ago, there are bones that will sometimes just take a little bit. It stinks, but yeah.
When we come back, I'll talk to you about, you know, the cures for that stuff. And a lot of times it's rest, but I want to get your opinion on acupuncture.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a fan of that.
I had it once for my back.
It worked.
Didn't do much for me.
It worked for me.
Mm. All right, we got to start a quick break. Mark Houston is here. We've got Lance Allen from Channel 58 coming up talking about Bob Uecker, Nicole Stockman, Veteran Service Officer, UW Green Bay. They are honoring Veterans Night. We got 2 tickets to give away to a veteran. Back after this.
Choose to stay, you wind up playing anyway. It's okay.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, welcome back. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, joining us here today. Mark, you know, again, we were joking about putting Christmas tree lights away today and everything like that. And I literally got that huge scar in my arm because I went through a thing where my ladder collapsed on me and the runner for the garage door sliced me up. And little things like that, I bet you guys see a lot more where it doesn't have to be a quote-unquote athlete, just normal day-to-day things, what can happen.
Nope. You know, a great example yesterday. So I think I live in the valley, and we had probably inch and a half of snow. I had to go out and shovel, and as I was shoveling before I left, I was like, is this going to ice over? Sunday night before the Packer game, we got ice down there, and it got slick. And, you know, sometimes you take off that snow layer,
right?
And it just now, you get a little bit of sun that maybe melts things, but then it ices down.
Yep.
And it is. It happens quick. I mean, going back to Jim taking down decorations, it's great that maybe we want to clean up and get ready for the spring, but you got to think about, okay, should I be up on that ladder? How far should I go up on that ladder?
Or,
what's my shoe wear?
Okay, I can't tell you how many benefits.
My question is more, should she be up on that ladder?
A good point. I mean, Donna should not be up that high. Get somebody else for the top rung. Just hand it to her and then have somebody else above.
Jim paid Donna the $50.
Anyway. But it is. I mean, that's the truth. I mean, with those kind of things, that can happen so fast, quick. So quickly, mm-hmm. and you don't even think about it because, like, I've done this a million times.
I think when you put them up, I'll admit, I was this year, probably after 12 years living in the home, I got smart. I put my decorations up when it was like 65 degrees on one of those beautiful days. I said, I'm going home early and putting this thing up.
Right.
Now you got to take them down and everything is snow covered, ice covered.
Yeah. But if you want to take them down this month, today's your day. Today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to leave mine up.
You're not going to wait till Monday?
I don't think I think it's going to be two on Monday.
That'd be a good. No, I'm just teasing.
And then I think it's.
It is. I mean,
it may be cold for a while. It may be a.
I got to tell you,
I can't even tell you
how many benefits I've either been involved with or donated something to or publicized of people falling out of tree stands hunting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is such a danger. There are so many people that get hurt from tree stands. You can't believe it.
Yep. And it you know what? I think it's not when we talk someone's old and 70, 80. This is talking about 40, 50.
Absolutely.
And you got to really just think about, okay, what should I be doing here? Or what shoe wear should I be wearing? Gloves. We talked about just winter weather. Make sure you have gloves and hats. Yeah. It's going to be so brutally cold on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You should have a gloves and hats today.
Okay. Let me ask you something then. I brought up that I just read Donald Driver's book, even though it's been out for like 10 years or whatever, but I just found it at the library. And he talked about, he thinks sometimes they should delay games or postpone them because the weather is so cold. It's like inhumane to have people play on those things. And I had seen an article that there were amputations in Kansas City after that Chiefs playoff game last year. Jim didn't believe me.
The fans found it.
And there were like finger amputations.
But don't.
Right? What do you think about that?
I think ESPN did an article. I read part of it. It is true. I mean, you really had to think about how brutally cold it was that day. I believe it was, they were playing the Miami Dolphins. And
yeah,
I think
you're exactly
Alex
right.
Ingold from Bayport played in it. And I remember talking to him about it. I think a lot of times probably it's looked at it saying, well, we're going to play this game. It's scheduled at this time. We can't reschedule everything, you know, bundle up and get ready. It's one thing for the players a little bit. I'm not bashing these players. They can kind of, they're in the locker room, warm ups, come back out, go in for halftime.
They got the heated seats now.
Yeah, correct. Oh, they have a lot of things in the sidelines.
Yeah.
Think about it for so many people who are standing out there tailgating.
Yeah.
Now going to the game, you're 6-7 hours.
And we're not talking about these crazy guys that take their shirts off. We're talking about normal people who think they're ready for it.
Yeah.
But like you said, the number of hours that you're out there, it is a dangerous thing.
It's again, are you wearing a glove where your fingers go in each hole? Or are you wearing mittens where
you're... What are better?
Well, you sometimes on that, you'd want the mitten where your fingers are together because you're keeping everything warm. But you start going individually. Now... It just opens up the ability to get colder quicker.
We're getting soft. I mean, first of all, this is a little bit like, dumbest criminals. Like, I mean, come on, it's going to be zero. Wear gloves, wear mittens. Those amputees, I don't want to delve into that, but my guess is they weren't wearing gloves and they may have, I don't know. But there was just an article this morning I read, and it's about this Homo erectus that lived in extreme environments a million years ago. The study suggests that humans were much more adaptable to harsh climates than previously believed. And we always talk about previous, like, well, the Indians, hell, they didn't wear clothes. I mean, as much, and how come we're such... And they're saying that they were even tougher a million years ago. Here's my point. One is, I don't think we adapted, like we should. And secondly, I don't think we take the precautions that are out there.
No, I agree with you, Jim, on that. I think there's people that go to the game and they say, I'm going to wear tennis shoes.
Right.
You know, and it's like, why are you wearing boots?
Right.
Or long underwear.
And they give away a lot of those warm things, like
hand warmers.
Hand warmers. You throw them in your boots.
They have them for feet.
Right.
I mean, I would agree with Jim. That was my point of, okay, we're going to hit today. I believe it's going to hit 40.
Yeah.
And people are going to think, hey, I mean, last Saturday I was out and people were walking on in shorts. And it was only like 35.
I know.
People are like, hey, we're spring already.
Tee it up.
Totally. So, I guarantee it. Today we will see people around in shorts and just a sweatshirt. It's like you should be wearing a jacket, hats.
No, the same thing goes.
You have to remember, by the time we get Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we just talked about the windshields are going to be brutal. But you got to make sure when you go out in your vehicle, it doesn't matter if you're just crossing town. Do you have a hat? Right, do you have gloves? Are you prepared? Do you have a jacket? You know, because if you get stalled and you're on the side of the road, now what are you going to do?
Do you think that they should ever delay games, though? Or, I mean, you're as the medical, just the medical part of you.
I think I know the big picture, all the
I'm going to tell you.
Just the medical,
not just the medical, not the gambling.
If you if you say it's a high school game, I think that's automatically delayed. If we had that weather, at that brutal weather and at the end of a high school, I think they would have to say, we have to look at moving this game to the next day or whatever.
Because I guarantee you, those high school kids, they ain't going to bundle up. We've seen them in some cold weather, and they're out there T-shirts and shorts.
You guys know how it is. Because that's where it is. You got to think ahead and say, this isn't just for the players. This is for the fans.
Absolutely.
Now, if we go to the college level, if you ask me, would they, if it's a college football game, would they cancel that? I don't know. There's probably some flexibility. I bet you when they get to the NFL, they're like, oh, we're just going to play.
And how about the band?
Yeah.
Right, you got to put that mouthpiece in your pocket just to keep that thing warm.
I remember the old band director, Iceball, he put the whistle in his mouth one time and pulled it out, like his lip, everything was gone. Yeah. All right, we got to start a quick break.
All right.
Lance Allen joining us from Milwaukee right after this.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin has had its first report of a pediatric flu death this season. The age and location of the child who died from influenza was not released. State Health Officer Paula Tran said respiratory viruses are a significant health concern, especially for children. And respiratory illness is very high in Wisconsin right now, with RSV, flu, and COVID-19 causing emergency department visits. The DHS is encouraging everyone over 6 months of age to get vaccinated against COVID and the flu. 16 children nationwide have died from the flu this season. Wisconsin drivers may not give much thought to the mile markers as they fly past them on the highway, but the Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding people that they serve an important purpose. Law enforcement authorities say paying attention to the mile markers before a crash can lead to faster response times for help, prevent more secondary crashes, and help authorities clear traffic jams faster. Mile markers are placed either on the right side or the median of highways, and drivers should take note of the closest marker when calling for help. More and more young adults are leaning towards electric vehicles for transportation, and UW Green Bay has installed its first EV charging station on campus. It's at Kurt Condon Hall, and in the next few months, the second will be installed at the Widener's Lot A. There's a small charge to use the charging ports, as mandated by the state, but the campus is making them available to students, faculty, staff, and the community. The charging ports were funded by an alumni donation. There are about 35 EV chargers throughout the Green Bay area. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS in Ampton and Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app. Joined right now by the three-time award winner of the Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year, CBS 58 in Milwaukee, Lance Allen. Hello, Lance.
I need to use my hype guy, John.
I know, right? Nice. Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing great. It's Mayor, great. I know that you've had a lot of unsavory people that you've had to associate with in politics. What are you doing with this Mino guy? What are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for a little compassion.
It's
finally
a breath of fresh air for him.
I'm going to nominate you for sainthood.
There you go.
Oh, love it. Love it.
All right. Hey, Lance.
You didn't know it was going to be a celebrity roast coming
up. No, I could take it. Lance, I know you don't have a lot of time. A lot of people are trying to get you on their shows today. And one of the reasons is because you actually had a very nice relationship with Bob Uecker, didn't you?
I really did, John. And you know, Jim, like, in this state, there are only a few people that are, like, larger than life. I don't use the word legend a lot. You know, the kids all say hashtag legend or whatever and right. throw it around. But he was it, and he was one of the few people in this state, and especially in Milwaukee, that stayed here and never left. Like, he could have gone elsewhere.
Right.
You saw it, you know, whether it was Major League, Belvedere, this, that, you know. He was known all over the place. Other teams, other people would seek him out every time. Like, he'd be on the road with the Brewers, and people from other cities, other teams, other players, big name people would want to be with him and would go out of their way to be with him. So it was just an honor to get to know the man. It really was, as a Wisconsin kid growing up.
Isn't that awesome that he had that persona, that reputation, and not just the old people follow him. I mean, he had younger people. I think everyone, like you said, celebrities to the common person, just everybody liked Bob Uecker. And I don't know exactly what it was, his charm. We listened to a little excerpt today and Johnny Carson, and just a funny guy.
Yeah.
Very likable.
Disarming.
You hit the nail on the head. Like, I work in the TV world where it's all about demos and ratings. Right. And the ideal demo is obviously, oh, you got to get a... I saw kids that laughed and loved him all the way up to, you know, older people and everybody in between. And you're right. He just had... Honestly, he's one of the funniest people I've ever been around because he had impeccable timing,
yep.
deadpan humor, relatable... And he just seemed like he was one of us. And so, yeah, as a Wisconsin kid growing up in this state, he was the soundtrack of my life. And just to get to know the man and have actual conversations with him was just mind-blowing and incredible.
You know, I was mentioning, though, too, I'd read an article years and years ago about his wife, an article with his wife, and after he did the Miller Lite commercials, but the, you know, I must be in the front row, where literally everywhere they went in the world, they were getting that to the point where he got really depressed from it because he got so big so fast.
That one, John, and just a bit outside.
Yeah.
He would get. I hear people like you'd be in St. Louis, or you'd be in Arizona, or you'd be in, you know, wherever the Brewers were playing in the playoffs, and people would be shouting it out from the stands. It just was unbelievable. Yeah. You know,
it's amazing. Mark, you remember him growing up, of course.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think Lance said it. Doesn't matter if you're a young kid nowadays to 30, 40, 50 to 70, 80, 90. There, he got the 1 to 94.
Absolutely.
Guys, you know what's amazing, Mark, is I did an interview with him about a year ago, year and a half ago approximately, and I asked him the specific question, are you still getting offers? And he said yes. He told me, and he wasn't yanking my chain, he said that he had, because everybody knew he loved to fish, that one of the things that he was pitched on was like a fishing show, like fishing with Bob and having like notable people going out with him. And he was still getting offers to be, you know, do certain roles and things like that. That's how good he was.
That would have worked.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. You know what I mean? Because he's so entertaining.
Oh,
you like
gosh.
The guy. Yeah.
Lance, again, congratulations. I'm not just throwing this up there. You're a 3-time Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year. That's truly, truly impressive. That's amazing. It's wonderful. But let me ask
who
you that.
Who am I paying off, John?
That's right.
I'm just saying, hey, remember who got you there.
That's right.
What did you learn? What did you learn
Lance
from
Uecker,
me?
Everybody.
What did you learn from me, Lance?
What did I learn from you?
Okay,
yeah, I learned to go over and get you a sandwich. That came up quite often. Get me a cup of coffee. And then, I will always give John Mino credit this, Jim. Mark, I'm being 100% serious on this. I used to get so fixated on I gotta get a script in, or have this whatever. John would come rolling in, and he'd be like, "What do you got?" We go down the list of, "Oh, I did this story, and you know somebody else might have this, and this is going on today," and he could take whatever and just roll with it. And so now, honestly, over the years, I kind of took some of that, and I went, "I want to be more like that, where you're not so scripted, and mechanical." And the one this comes from you, John, honestly, is the, you know, like in live shots or whatever, I'm like, somebody'd be like, "What are you going to talk about?" I'm like, "Well, I'm going to probably talk about this, this, and this, but I'm just going to roll with it. We're going to flow with it." And it's more conversational. It's more understandable.
Oh, you know? God, I'm glad I touched. Hey, I've never told you this. You did a phenomenal job the night of the Brett Favre thing. That was a tougher gig than people realize. I'd never given you credit for that, Lance. You did an awesome job out there in the middle of the field that night.
Thank you. And then the real quick story on that, John, is basically, you know, you have dreams, goals, and aspirations. And I've covered everything in my 32-year career except the World Series. I was 11 to going on 12 years old when the Brewers were in the World Series. So I hope they make it someday. But I've covered Super Bowls, Rose Bowls, Final Fours, all that stuff. And that was not even a goal. That was not even a dream. When they just said, "Hey, you're going to interview Brett in the middle of the field," at first I thought, okay, that's a pretty cool honor, and Brett's got to sign off on that and whatever. And then you realize the day of, there's going to be 66,000 people in the stadium, and literally, and I'm not exaggerating, my relatives in England saw it, NFL Network, Packers.com, millions around the world. And when you're in that environment, it's literally two people talking in front of all those people for 20 minutes. Yeah, you better hit that, or you're going to be all over TMZ and, you know, every blooper reel. So, that was like a career highlight. It's unbelievable.
You know, two things, just one real quickly. The fact that John Minor does no show prep is not breaking news. Thanks for sharing that. You know,
hey, Lance, remember the time I got called into the general the office, general manager, news director, or anything? Because I hate to say that the Association of Hard of Hearing was really mad at me because you're supposed to have all your scripts and what you say for the close guy. And I would have ad lib, ad lib, ad lib, ad lib, ad lib. Remember that? I got a quick text here. Lance is one of the best in the state of Wisconsin. Rick.
Oh, yeah, you are. I mean, I always saw you on the sidelines, you know, working. You know, I would guess Bob Uecker had a lot of access. You know, you're working up to that, too. Aren't some of you media guys treated like a little bit better than some other media guys because you're nice guys?
I think on occasion, sometimes loyalty is viewed as a weakness, Jim, as you well know. Things like that. But no, it is, you know, I, and I'm being serious about this. I was that knucklehead in high school that would sit at the cafeteria table and tell my buddies, and we'd all talk and be like, "Wouldn't it be awesome to have a real conversation with the Packers head coach or no Bob Uecker or, you know, whatever." And it happened. Like, I did the McCarthy show. I talked to Matt LaFleur, and he knows me and I know him. Right. And it's like one of those Forrest Gump pinch me type moments that you just go, "Oh my!" Like when I was a knucklehead, pimple-faced teenager, we talked about this stuff, and it happened. And to me, staying here in the state of Wisconsin and doing what I've done and seeing what I've seen but being a part of stuff is just—I never, ever, ever take it for granted. There's that sign at Lambeau that says, "Today is somebody's bucket list," and I try to remind myself of that all the time.
Lance, I know you got another radio station calling you right now. Really appreciate you taking the time to talk about Bob Uecker. Congratulations once again, Sportscaster of the Year. Really, really proud of you, my friend.
Hey, I appreciate that, and I know you guys have a great thing going with the show. I hear about it all the time, seriously. Right. So
awesome.
Keep it going.
Thanks,
Lance. Hey, yeah. Tell Jesse Garcia we said hello.
I will definitely do that.
Outstanding. Thank you, Lance.
No problem. Anytime, guys.
Take care, buddy. Lance Allen coming your way from CBS 58 in Milwaukee.
What was the Jesse Garcia thing?
She works there now with him.
Well, I'm thinking of Grateful Dead. Who's that?
Oh, Jerry Garcia.
I was like, "What the hell
are
you talking
about?" Talking
about back to show
Garcia
prep.
Before that.
Jim, you would recognize Jesse Garcia.
She's one of the great, male or female, one of the great sportscasters covering the Packers.
Yeah, I guarantee you, if you took a picture and put it up here, Jim would say, "Oh, I recognize her."
Right,
but I get it. Where he was going with that?
I got to tell you something. Lance is the last guy I shared a bed with. And I'm going to say,
wait a minute, back this up.
Yeah. 1996 in Seattle, okay? And they screwed up, which happened so often. Instead of the two beds, they have one bed. And me and McCarron had that situation in St. Louis. And so Lance and I both slept above the covers type thing, but we had no choice. There was no cots, no nothing. Okay. So we're okay with that. All right. Versus Larry and I in St. Louis. I told you that story where I'm like, Larry, don't worry. I'll sleep on the other end of the bed. But don't worry. But he goes, nah, we better not do this. No, Larry, it's going to be okay. You use the covers. I'll just get, we can't be in the same bed. I go, why? He goes, what if there was a fire and they found us together? And I'm like, yeah, that's a good point. So I slept in a chair with towels as a blanket. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, life on the road. Do we have Nicole? Not yet. Okay, we're going to be talking with Nicole Stockman, Veterans Service Office, UW Green Bay. Boy, I'm pulling for that team, but it's a tough road, UWGB men.
Yeah.
It's a tough road.
Yeah, it's been a tough season.
Yeah,
long 14 or something.
And they still
get the support, but you know,
some games have been close, just kind of hang in there. And you know what though, coach is setting his culture.
I'll give him a lot of credit.
You know, I think
I love it.
You know, and you know what though, I'll give coach a lot of credit, but I think every coach is having to do this nowadays. This whole NIL, this whole thing of what people are getting paid for. The players have the upper hand on a little bit, and they're just saying, you know, what, you don't want to do this. I'll move on.
So absolutely,
it's kind of, you have to kind of dig your feet in a little bit
as a coach,
and as a coach, and say, I'm going to set my culture and say, this is what I expect.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got that, at least you've got that foundation.
I don't know if he clearly 100% said it, but Tony Bennett, I think that's why.
Well, that's 100% why
he is why. I mean, I think we all assume, but he kind of led to it, and it's just gotten tougher. Why do you want to hang out there?
And Dick told me that a long time ago. Well, not a long time ago, but probably 2 months before Tony did that. I talked to Dick on the phone, and he said, "Hey, John, I got to be honest with you. I don't know how much longer Tony can deal with this." No. And I didn't say anything, you know, but he planted the seed. This is just ridiculous.
I mean, these figures are coming out, and I'll be honest with you. If you're a college kid, why would you want to go to the pros? When you're a young kid and you say, I want to go to the pros, if you're a college kid right now, you're saying, I'm hanging out for all 4 years, 5 years. Give me 6 years. Pay me, though.
And now it can be right. 7 years because now they're saying junior college doesn't count. Yeah. Oh, my God. You could be like 26 years old. Quick break. Back up.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Where it began.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday morning. Got Mark Hewson from Balance Sports Medicine, and we have got Nicole Stockman from UW Green Bay Veteran Services Office. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. How are you?
Outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Big night for you.
Yes. The UWGB men's basketball team is going to honor all of our military, local military, and first responders tonight at their basketball game. So it's at the Rush Center tonight at 6 p.m., so it should be a great event.
I saw something where Coach said he wanted to buy every one of them a beer. How does that work?
Well, that is how it works. If you show an ID, you can go up and get a free beer, 2 free tickets to the game. For anyone who is a first responder or military affiliated, so veteran, active duty, drilling, family member of a veteran, anyone who's a firefighter, law enforcement, EMT, paramedic, 911 dispatcher, 2 free tickets and a free beer.
Morning show broadcaster.
Whoa, yeah. That's a lot of beer.
Yeah.
John just got a fake ID, become a first responder.
Absolutely.
How many times can John go back to the line?
Okay, well, that first responder, a sheriff's deputy.
You can check John's car, he's got different glasses, mustache, you know.
I have a pyramid goatee. We flag his account.
Hey, and Nicole, I think this the best thing about this is I heard Coach saying this is not being funded by the state. This is not being funded. This is coming from Coach. I believe he's
paying for it out of his pocket.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's cool.
I think that's awesome. Coach Gottlieb is giving back to the community on this. This is, so I think that like Nicole said, if you're a veteran, if you're a first responder, really consider getting out to the games.
Law enforcement, absolutely. Yeah. We're big fans of him, Nicole. We really hope for great days ahead for him. We really do. But I know you just do a remarkable job with the veterans out there. You put together an extraordinary event at the Widener about a couple of months ago. I was honored to be a part of, and it's amazing how many students at UW Green Bay are veterans.
Right. Yes. And, you know, I try to do as much community outreach as I can, but given the huge population, that's limited for me. But we have a great population, over 1,000 students, and, you know, we try to support them the best that we can.
You know, one last quick thing, Nicole, we were talking about, you know, when you're a part of the team, and Mark, of course, was with UW Green Bay basketball, and I was when I was doing the play-by-play, and you were when you were a cheerleader, and I said, you know, you do become part of it because you follow all the same rules and regulations, whether it's curfews or whatever, whatever. Was that the way with the cheerleaders when you guys would be on the road, Nicole? Would you follow all the curfew rules? I'm just curious.
Did well, you, John? I did, and I think you know some of the stories behind that, but I did maybe hold open a couple of windows so someone could sneak out, but that's all I'm going to say about that.
We won't even mention her name other than she runs a real estate agency in Manitowoc.
Is she listening right now?
I don't know, but somebody will let her know. Hey, Nicole, it's got to be a really fun job for you doing what you're doing at your school, at your alma mater.
Well, you know what? It is, and it's very gratifying. I mean, I'm not going to say it's not difficult because we do have a high population, and, you know, I work with a lot of benefits through the VA, and that process is extremely complex as well.
Yeah.
But my background just has put me in a position where it is perfect for me. So I love doing it. I get a lot. It's very rewarding for me to give back. And, you know, given as I was a spouse for so long as a Navy spouse, and it's just personally, it's very gratifying.
So tell us how someone listening, veteran, I think I want to go back to school. What's the process?
Well, typically with anyone who is a veteran, active duty or drilling, or the spouse or a child of a veteran, they have entitlement to educational benefits. So all it takes is to reach out. So my contact information is on our website at uwgb.edu. And just shoot me an email. My email is listed there. And it's just starting the conversation.
Right.
So, hey, I'm a spouse. I'm a child. I'm, you know, I just separated from service. What are my options? So we start the conversation, and then there's a lot of guidance that way. And then I advise on how to apply through the state or the federal government, and then what that process looks like. And then once you're approved, how do you implement that benefit at our school? So there's a lot that goes into it, but just starting that conversation is the jumping off point.
That's awesome. And tonight we all get together and celebrate. That's going to be fun tonight. And I hope they're going to win. I mean, I think this is going to be a big game. It's going to be a great crowd there, I know. So, yeah, just thanks for doing this. I hope all those veterans really appreciate our love for them, right? I mean, we do a lot of veterans appreciation thing, and I just and with the first responders, I just think it's great.
You know what the coolest thing is? It's like I talked to so many Vietnam vets who say one of the hardest things for them was going back to college after coming home from Vietnam because other students hardly did. And now you got organizations like this that 1,000% embrace everybody that served.
If you have certain issues, they work with you. It's just amazing what she's done.
Walk you through it.
Man, she's great. And yeah, I just love what you do out there. And that school is kind of known for taking care of veterans. And I think that's something that's a real badge of honor you have.
I think it's really cool what you're doing, Nicole. And again, you know, we're talking about like with Lance Allen growing up as a Wisconsin kid, you growing up as a UWGB student and a Green Bay local high school student and everything, and now you get a job like that helping our local veterans. Congratulations to you, and keep it going. Have a phenomenal night tonight.
Well, thank you so much. Will you guys be at the game?
I was going to, but I've got a sports injury.
Oh, jeez.
I can't walk.
Fell off the bar stool last night.
Don't tell anybody. I got gout in my
foot. He really does.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's terrible. Well, I hope you get better.
Yeah. Thank you. It makes me sound old, and I'm not old. I'm just saying.
Someone, yes.
What?
All right.
No,
we'll let it go.
Okay. Nicole Stockman, Veteran Service Officer, UW Green Bay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you both. You all have a good day.
You too. Take care. Both. All right. We're going to start a quick break. Back with more after this. You
the national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.